Welcome back, everyone. Today we're taking a deep dive into something called the Combinatorial Fusion Cascade, or CFC for short.
Yeah, it's this really cool concept that comes from how the genetic code evolved.
And get this, it's now inspiring some pretty amazing advancements in AI.
Yeah, it might even hold the key to making AI way more efficient, too.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
So break it down for me. What exactly is this CFC?
All right, so picture this a cascade, you know, like a waterfall. But instead of water, imagine simple elements coming together to create something way more complex.
I'm kind of getting it.
There's actually a visual that helps explain this. Figure 1A in the source material shows it with, like, coding, codons, and amino acids.
Okay, so this is like a step-by-step process.
Exactly. It starts off really simple, and then it expands in stages, bringing in new elements at each level, kind of like adding ingredients to a recipe one at a time.
Gotcha. So what makes this recipe work? What's the magic here?
Two things are really important. First, there's this cascading expansion, you know, starting simple and then adding on.
Right, like building blocks.
Exactly. And then the second thing is competition and dominance.
Competition?
Yeah. So at each stage, you've got these different codes that kind of interact, and the winner gets to bring new elements into the next stage.
So it's not just random combinations. It's more like a survival of the fittest for the best combinations.
Precisely. What's fascinating is this is sort of how we e-learn, too,
yeah.
You know? We start with basic ideas, and then as we learn more, we build up this complex understanding.
I can see that parallel for sure. But how do we jump from a biological process like this to something like artificial intelligence? It seems like a big leap.
It does, but researchers are now figuring out how to build the CFC structure right into deep neural networks. They're using something called the dynamic matrix method. It basically controls which connections in the network are active at each stage, kind of like the CFC's selective process.
So instead of those traditional neural networks that funnel everything down to a few outputs, we're building networks that expand and get more complex in stages, just like the CFC.
Exactly. And this has some seriously exciting potential. For one thing, using the CFC structure could make those networks computationally lighter, especially in the early layers.
Okay, so why is that such a big deal? What does lighter even mean in this context?
Think of it this way. Lighter networks need less energy and resources to train. That's huge, as AI models are getting bigger and more complex all the time.
Right. More efficient AI means we can actually do more with it, even with limited resources,
yeah.
Especially in fields like medicine where data can be hard to come by.
Absolutely. The fact that the CFC might be able to learn effectively from smaller data sets could revolutionize things like medical research or translating rare languages, anything where it's tough to gather tons of data.
Okay, so there's this unique structure, and then the paper mentions something called a Fiedler vector. Apparently, it surprised the researchers. What's that all about?
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting. Researchers use what's called a Laplacian matrix to figure out how a network is structured. Think of it like a map of all the connections, but in math terms. Now, the Fiedler vector is like this special piece of that map that usually shows you the overall structure.
So they thought this Fiedler vector would show them how the CFC was organized within the network, right?
Exactly. But here's the surprise. The Fiedler vector didn't actually show the cascade structure clearly in the CFC network. It's kind of like trying to find the conductor of an orchestra and realizing it's not one person, but a whole group of instruments working together.
So the CFC isn't organized in a typical way. But how is this being used in real AI systems? Like, give me a concrete example.
All right. So researchers took this concept and used it in a text classifier. You know, those things that analyze customer reviews to see if they're positive or negative.
Oh, right. So using the CFC to understand language.
Exactly. They use something called a transformer, which is like the backbone of a lot of advanced language models these days. Figure 5 in the source material actually shows how they put it all together.
Okay, cool. What happened? Did it work?
The results were amazing. The CFC version didn't lose that much accuracy, even when they trained it on a way smaller data set, like only 3% of the original data.
No way. So it was learning just as well, but with way less information.
Yep. It even performed better than a standard text classifier with the same tiny amount of data. That's huge, because training AI usually needs mountains of data.
That is mind-blowing. It's like the CFC helps the AI learn faster and with fewer examples, which, wow, imagine what that means for the future of AI training. But before we go too far down that road, can you connect this back to the bigger picture of AI research? I know there's been some debate about how we're training AI these days.
You're right. One of the big names in deep learning, Geoffrey Hinton, he's been questioning this whole reliance on backpropagation as the way to train AI.
Backpropagation. Refresh my memory.
It's basically feeding data to the AI, getting predictions, and then adjusting the AI based on how wrong those predictions were.
Right, like giving it feedback so it learns from mistakes.
Exactly. But Hinton's point is that while backpropagation works, it's not really how our brains learn, you know?
So we don't just constantly learn from error signals.
Not exactly. We're constantly learning, adapting on the fly without these separate training phases. And the CFC could be a way to create AI that learns more like us. Continuously.
So the CFC could help us build AI that's not only more efficient, but also learns more like our brains.
That's the really exciting part. The CFC could let AI learn and adapt continuously. Maybe we won't even need those separate training and testing phases anymore.
So instead of giving the AI all that data up front and then testing it, it could learn over time, like how we learn from experience.
Right. And that could lead to AI that's more adaptable and robust. It could handle new situations way better.
That's a big leap forward. But how would we actually USZ the CSE for that kind of continuous learning? Are researchers working on that yet?
It's still early, but there are some promising ideas floating around. One is to use that preservation of codes property we talked about. Remember how you can combine parts of a CFC network without having to retrain it?
Yeah, those building blocks.
What if we could keep adding new modules to the network, each one representing a new piece of knowledge or a skill, and we wouldn't have to retrain the entire system?
That would be insanely efficient. It's like learning a new language without forgetting the ones you already know.
Exactly. The CFC could be the key to integrating knowledge smoothly like that.
Okay, I'm with you. But what about that complementarity thing? How does that play into making AI more like our brains?
Complementarity is all about opposites, right? Well, maybe we can use that to come up with new training methods that are more efficient, peer, and D, closer to how our brains work. Instead of just focusing on errors like backpropagation does, maybe we could train AI by showing it contrasting information, letting it learn by spotting the differences.
So, like, instead of just showing it cats, show it things that aren't cats and let it figure out the defining features itself.
Exactly. It's like guiding the AI without directly telling it what's right or wrong, more like we learn by exploring and observing.
That could lead to AI that's not only more efficient, but way more creative and adaptable, too. It wouldn't be limited by the specific examples it was trained on.
Right. Of course, we still have a long way to go. But the potential for the CFC to revolutionize AI is definitely there.
This deep dive has been amazing. We started with a genetic code and ended up at the cutting edge of AI. And it's obvious that this is only the beginning of the CFC story.
There's so much more to uncover, and I bet we'll be revisiting this topic a lot as things develop.
I can't wait. Before we wrap up, though, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to leave with about the CFC?
I want them to really appreciate how elegant and powerful nature's solutions can be. The CFC, which came from studying the genetic code, shows us that nature often has the answers to our toughest tech problems.
I love that. And it reminds us that we don't always have to reinvent the wheel. Sometimes the best solutions are right in front of us.
Well said.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this. If nature built intelligence without needing backpropagation, can WE create even more powerful AI by learning from the CFC? The answer to that might just change everything about how we think about intelligence.
That's the question researchers are trying to answer, and the CFC could be a crucial part of that.
I'm already imagining AI that can pick up new languages overnight, adapt to new environments instantly, maybe even compose music like Beethoven.
Those things might be far off, but the CFC is definitely opening up exciting new possibilities in AI. It shows what can happen when different fields of research come together.
And who knows what other amazing natural discoveries are out there, just waiting to inspire the next generation of AI.
That's the beauty of science, right? We're always discovering new mysteries, pushing the limits of what we can do.
This has been an amazing journey, and we've only scratched the surface of what the CFC can do. But I think it's time to let everyone process all this incredible information.
I agree. Sometimes you need a little time to think things over after a big revelation like this.
So to our listeners, we encourage you to check out the resources in the show notes and really dig into the world of the CFC. There's a ton of research out there waiting to be explored.
And if you're ready for more mind-blowing topics, join us next time for another episode of The Deep Dive.
Until then, stay curious and keep those imaginations going.
Because who knows what incredible discoveries are just around the corner.
It feels like the CFC has the power to like completely change how we think about AI.
Oh, absolutely. It's pushing us to move past the way we've always done things and look for new solutions inspired by nature's efficiency.
And that's what makes it so exciting. We're not just talking about making things a bit better. We're talking about a whole new way of approaching AI.
Exactly. The CFC could unlock a whole new level of AI, you know, yeah. One that's more in tune with how our own brains actually learn.
So where do we go from here? What are the next steps in CFC research?
Well, researchers are exploring a few really cool paths. One is to like really dig into the math behind the CFC, you know, understand its properties and how those translate into better AI.
So more of that deep mathematical analysis.
Yeah, but also connecting those mathematical principles back to the biological processes that inspired the CFC in the first place.
That sounds super interesting, like bridging that gap between theory and biology.
Another big focus is trying out different ways to use the CFC in various AI setups. We've talked about text classifiers and transformers, but the potential goes way beyond that.
So we might see CFC in computer vision, robotics, maybe even self-driving cars.
Totally. The possibilities are huge. As researchers experiment more, I think we'll see a wave of new CFC-based AI systems.
It all sounds so promising. But like with any new tech, there are probably challenges too, right? What hurdles might researchers face as they explore the CFC?
Well, one challenge is figuring out the best way to take those biological principles of the CFC and turn them into computer models. Nature's solutions are usually really elegant and efficient, but it can be tricky to copy that elegance in artificial systems.
It's like trying to program a computer to fly like a butterfly.
Yeah.
Right? Beautiful concept, but hard to execute.
Exactly. And then there's the need for better, more scalable training methods for these CFC-based AIs. As they get more complex, we need to make sure they can still learn effectively from bigger and more diverse data sets.
So it's not just about understanding the CFC itself, but also developing the right tools and techniques to actually put its power to use.
Exactly. And that's going to take a lot of collaboration between different fields, like computer scientists, mathematicians, biologists, and engineers all working together.
A real team effort. That's usually how the biggest breakthroughs happen.
Absolutely. The CFC has already proven that looking beyond our usual AI methods and finding inspiration in the natural world can lead to amazing things. And as this field keeps growing, I'm sure we'll see even more groundbreaking stuff that blurs the lines between biology and tech.
This deep dive has been a total mind trip. I'm so excited to see where this whole CFC journey leads.
Me too. The CFC represents a whole new frontier in AI, one that could lead to systems that are more efficient, adaptable, and maybe even smarter than anything we've ever imagined.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this exploration of the CFC. We hope you've learned a lot about this amazing concept and its potential to totally change the future of AI.
If you're feeling curious, check out the resources in the show notes. There's so much more to learn.
And if you're ready to dive into another mind-blowing topic, be sure to join us next time for a brand new episode of The Deep Dive.
Until then, keep exploring, keep those questions coming, and keep diving deep into the world of knowledge and discovery.
Thanks for listening, everyone.